Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Keville Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
I'm Martin Morales. I'm the founder of Ceviche. I'm an amateur chef. I've been cooking since I was 11 years old and was born in Peru. I've worked in quite a variety of businesses from industries, from hospitality to media to music. For the last 10 years, I've been dreaming about creating or starting something like Ceviche. I was just frankly very frustrated and upset that there wasn't a great Peruvian restaurant in London, and we think we've got an incredible cuisine and incredible food, incredible drinks. And I thought it was a crime that, you know, the city that I've been living in the last 15 years, where we claim as Londoners, I'm Peruvian but I'm also a Londoner, we claim as Londoners to be one of the best in the world for restaurants, hasn't got a great Peruvian restaurant. So 2 years ago I just said enough's enough. I'm going to do something about it. There's a problem to fix. We've got to fix this.
So I've made it to P on the A to Z, and we're here at Ceviche on Frith Street in London, bustling on a very sunny Monday afternoon. And I remember this place as a slightly run-down cafe about 6 months ago, but it's been transformed into a Peruvian cantina with colourful Peruvian posters on the wall. And it's only been open a week, so it's got that wonderful energy that restaurants have when they've just opened.
Pues en realidad Tarima es un pescado marinado ceviche, ¿no? Lleva pulpo, lleva cebolla roja, lleva maíz, lleva langostino, es lo que más piden. Junto con el pisco sour, yo creo que es lo mejor, ¿eh?
The food's coming out now, as are the pisco sours, and it's going to get lively, I think.
I got pisco sour here. Looks like it's got egg white in it. Monday lunchtime, start strong.
Two skewers of grilled ox heart have just been put on the table with a ají amarillo chili sauce. It's very tender, it tastes very beefy. Alanthea lima is this one here with the big plump prawn on it, and it's a mix of squid, shrimp, sea bass, Peruvian choclo corn with feta. Yeah, yeah. Getting rave reviews here. I followed your story, you know, from the pop-ups and the supper clubs, and then you got the funding and the funding went away, and you blogged about it a lot. And what you've done is incredibly brave. I know you had a job, I think, in the record industry before. What are the rewards for taking a risk like that? I mean, you now manage and own a restaurant in central London, but you took a huge step and a huge risk. What have you learned from that? What advice would you give to anyone else who wanted to do something on that scale?
You have to follow your gut all the time with anything that you do, as long as you're mature enough and have some experience and are prepared to leave your ego to one side. You know, you follow your gut so you can enjoy the experience. And as long as you know what you love, in touch with what you love, then you can enjoy that ride. I think it's incredibly important right now for people to do that.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.